Many people visit famous Native American cliff dwellings such as Mesa Verde in Colorado. But here, north of Silver City, New Mexico, you'll find some impressive structures with far fewer visitors, most likely because it requires some effort to get here. I'll take you there on this edition of The American Countryside.
What's the first thing you do in the morning? For many farmers and ranchers, it's checking weather and market updates. Make AgWeb Daily Newsletter part of your morning routine, not only bringing you essential news and weather updates, but also covering topics such as smart farming and agriculture's next generation. And each weekday, stay informed and stay ahead with AgWeb Market Weekly. Whether you're at home or in the field, AgWeb Market Weekly keeps you connected and competitive.
Delivered straight to your inbox. Subscribe to both today at agweb.com/newsletters and never miss a beat.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of antique iron with Machinery Pete to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
In southwestern New Mexico, on a drive up a winding road along the Continental Divide, you'll come to a place where you'll find some ancient homes.
Well, the cliff dwellings, we date back to about 1275, but there were people living in the area in the valley in smaller pit homes and up on the mesa tops for at least 300 or 400 years, maybe as many as 1,000 years before that.
Steve Riley shares the story from Gila Cliff Dwellings National Monument. We may be familiar with or even seen cliff dwellings at other sites, but Steve says these are a bit different because of the depth these homes go back into the canyon walls.
And the caves are actually large caves. They're not little alcoves like you see many of the southwest cliff dwellings. They're actually caves, and they built inside those caves. And when people come up to visit, they actually walk through three large caves and are inside the cliff dwellings and actually can see rooms on both sides of them.
So why did these people who had been living on top of the mesa decide to build homes into the caves lining the rock walls below the mesa?
There is a portion of the monument that has a surface cliff dwelling. It has over 200 rooms in it. There are only about 45 rooms in the cliff dwelling, so that will tell you that the population probably was shrinking dramatically before they moved into the cliff dwellings.
Perhaps the cliff dwellings were cooler in the summer and easier to heat in the winter as well. This area also afforded an important resource to sustain residents.
Well, this is actually the longest undammed stretch of river in the United States, the Gila River, and we're near the headwaters, so you have a permanent river, good water. The soils here, while they're not real good, are well-watered, and they would have been an excellent place for agriculture.
It's believed these cliff dwellings were only used for a short time, though. What caused people to leave? More next time as we travel the countryside north of Silver City, New Mexico. I'm Andrew McCrae.